Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
It's Robin Tate here. I am at Bongo the Sane and I am in Ballymena. That's in Northern Ireland. It is the country that rules all of Britain. And this is episode 451 for December the 2nd, 2017. This is Overseas Connection Podcast. It's about gaming. It's about life. It's about fun. And we have fun together. We broadcast every week roughly at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast and 8 a.m. in Osaka, Japan. That's a new one. You can watch us on twitch.tv/OC podcast on the Mixer and YouTube and lots of other places like that. Tonight is a night of superlatives, of fantastic talk about things and stuff. And we're the best people to talk about stuff and things. And tonight I've got Fraser, I've got Kim, and I've got Mark, and we're all going to have fun together. I'm eating chocolates, I have wine. Grace is in the background editing in Canada. As I talk, if I say something bad right now, she cuts it out and does a quick voiceover so nothing bad comes out of my mouth. So if it's bad tonight, it's Grace's fault, no one else's fault.
She's not going to stop you putting anything bad in your mouth, though.
No, and I've had a few bad things in my mouth over the years. Yeah. Oh, anyway, don't knock it till you tried it. Anyway.
$20. Yes, it's $20.
$20, $20. And if you're at that little hole in the toilet, you never know what it is or who it is. Fraser, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you.
That's good. Kim, nice, how are you?
Back. I'm good. I can't live up to that. So I'm
Mark,
carry on.
Yourself, Mark, are you good?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And I never put anything in the little hole.
Mark, your mouth is never could be described as being little. Really good. Anyway, are we all well? Are we good? Sorry, before we start that, big congratulations. I don't know if you've got a Here Comes the Bride theme there, Mark, but no. our co-host and good friend, Richard Webster, is in a place called Carcassonne. That's not the board game. He's not in Jumanji. He is in a place called Carcassonne right now. And last night, Richard got down on two knees. Jill, his girlfriend, put her thumb on his head and said, "You will marry me, Richard," or something like that. Anyway,
now give me your trousers.
Give me it now.
I want half.
Half.
Well, that's great news for Richard. Great news for Richard. Where is Carcassonne?
Carcassonne's in France, and it's a beautiful. The Carcassonne game. It actually looks like the Carcassonne game.
I've got 360.
Yeah, I think the town was based on the game.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful, castle-y, rustic sort of place. Very romantic.
Good for him.
And do you know what? He's been so nervous. He's been asking for suggestions this week of how to propose to his
And Robin
girlfriend.
Is a wrong person to ask those questions.
Well, I sort of went, you know, like, you want to? Like,
well, get down to chloroform, and do some cards and wool and your handkerchief. And
well, fair play to Richard. He did go and ask her father, which is a very nice thing to do.
Good man. Well, who would have thought it, eh? Richard, that guy who's there, he's got a bit of an edge on him, eh? But deep down, he's got that soft center, and
yeah.
Pulled it off. Good, fair play to the lad.
Wasn't one that you wanted to say it here? I nearly vomited over my phone. It was will you be my player two to my player one? Or something on that effect. I'd like you to be my player two. What? Anyway, congratulations, Richard. It's brilliant news. And it better be a short engagement. Not one of these. We'll do it in a couple of years. There's no point getting engaged unless you're going to get married. Not at least, in 2 or 3 years or 4 years' time. Just do it. Do it. Surprise yourself. So, Fraser, you're well.
I am very well, thank you.
Okay, good. And Kim, you're well.
Yes.
We'll come back to you in a second because I want to talk to you about stuff. You've got a leak in your undercarriage, Kim. Yeah. Is that right?
Old check. No, I have no leaks. I'm not the one leaking. Just so we can get that out there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Good. And you're now, last week you had problems. You were brilliant on the podcast last week. It was the best I've heard you in a long time.
I know, right? Oh, God.
But you have your fiber in now. You're on fiber right now.
Yes, I'm on fiber right now.
That helps with the stomach and the digestion.
It really does. I may have to, excuse myself in a minute. But, things are percolating right along.
So I'm probably a little bit out of the loop then. You've just got fibe in, Kim, mm-hmm. is that right?
Yeah.
Didn't have that service in before.
No, didn't have it before.
So what is it? Is it night and day? Are you just like awash with internet?
Awash with
bandwidth. Of course, now you...
Something like that. Well, I've had to bump it up.
Your net neutrality has just been flushed down the toilet in your country.
I know, So it's probably a good thing we just now got it. But it's all right. We went from six megabytes bumped it up to 12. So at least now we can watch our streaming TV and I can download a game on the Xbox without something buffering in between.
No buffering.
It's all good.
Good.
You had six. You had six and you doubled it.
I did.
Six is three times what I have. to have six. And you just throw around figures like 12 and any time now Mark's going to come in and go.
I know, right?
600.
If I wanted Mark speeds, I'd have to pay 120 some bucks a month, and I can't quite swing that. So
I get this sort of vision of the future, like where Robin's kids are getting a little bit older, and he turns up. Robin goes, "Here you go, boys. Well, with your driving age, here you go, Charlie. Here's your new Audi A4 or whatever like that." And you can just see Charlie's just like, "For goodness sake, Dad, can you just fix the bloody internet, please? Just fix the internet."
Joe, it's amazing how bad it is. It's amazing how much we squeeze out of it. The network is fine-tuned here. I'm quite sure my son is in his bedroom right now playing games and chatting to three or four people with probably a few video windows open. I'm sure Judith is checking away at something. It's amazing. We can run two or three streams. We have I followed the line. I've spoke to the BT, the phone guys, and they tell me that the connection, the cable that I have, only has two other houses connected to it. Now, it is almost 2 miles long to the box, but there's only two other houses, and whether they use internet or not, it's not known, really. But I get the most out of the bandwidth that I have. So
that's good.
Anyway, look, Fraser, you're the one with the extreme weather. I mean, now it's got cold over here in the UK, and I'm in the UK, and Fraser has the snow started properly with you now?
We've had a real Indian summer here, so we had some amazing weather, not too long ago, well past when summer should have shut down. But we did have, I think it was about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, they had the Santa Claus parade. And as soon as my kids walked out the door to go to the Santa Claus parade, it did start snowing. So that was pretty
lovely.
Was pretty magical. That was like on cue. So that was pretty cool. But it didn't last. And it's just been a nice sunny day here today. It's cold. It is cold if you get out of the sun, but it's a nice, dry, wonderful weather. It's beautiful weather. It's a little bit cold, but no, we haven't got into the deep part of winter. I still haven't put my snow tires on the car. So,
goodness.
Yeah, it's yet to come.
Last Sunday, on Saturday, there was a little bit of snow and, a frosting. And maybe 200 yards of a driveway out to the main road. And there's a slight rise. And just as you come out of the top of our driveway, it just gets a little bit steeper where you have to stop to look right and left. Now, the lane we go out to is only almost single lane, but even still, you have to sort of stop and check. So Judith was going out to church in her big 7-seater wagon on Sunday morning, and I got a telephone call. Oh, I can't get out. And she's at the top of the hill sliding backwards sideways, and she managed to get the car stopped about 4 inches from a big post box and a big post. And she had been up just revving it like mad in first gear, spinning on this mirror glass of ice. And for God's sake, Judith, please, darling, please, second or third gear, nice and gently.
Creep it up.
We just don't know how to drive in the weather over here. And
it's, you know what, though? I'm not, having lived over in Canada for quite a while now, I'm not convinced that the Canadians know how to drive in this weather. I mean, a lot of more of them are good at it. And probably the same with sort of like, you know, North Americans or whatever. I think generally I'm starting to come to the conclusion that there's just, no matter where you go, there's a good high percentage of the population of people just cannot drive motor vehicles, right? Or just are in some sort of blinkered view of their car and have no idea what's going on. The advantage we have over here is that when it snows,
it really snows,
you know, a mile or 2 miles down the road is a command center, right?
Wow.
Which is just waiting. And when that snow hits, because I know a lady who works in it, as soon as that snow hits, there's that command center goes into action, and then the trucks are out, right? Before you even start to see it, the trucks are rolling out, gridding the road, getting ready with the plows to push the snow out of the way. So
we have two trucks, and one of them doesn't work out well, so...
Right, yeah.
but
the problem is we have, you know, I don't know whether you've had this discussion before. We have the, you know, when you have it snow regularly, you can afford to have that infrastructure in place.
Yeah,
right? The problem with the United Kingdom is, and places in, say, like mid to southern US, you know, like if you've seen that classic picture that flies around the internet of the snow in California or somewhere like that, and there's just like traffic all over the shop and a big ball of fire in the distance, right, where they just are not used to it. But they don't have the infrastructure for it.
We're not far behind it, really. You know, a small skiff of snow. In fact, even the sun being up on a bright summer morning kills everything on the motorway. Our light rain. Grace.
You know what that was? Hitting the floor?
That was a phone.
Oh, bigger
iPad.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, Grace.
So we had a yellow weather warning. That's what we call them over here when it's dangerous. Well, allegedly dangerous. Thursday and Friday, we were supposed to have some snow, and we got none at all.
Yeah, it was cold, though.
Were you scared, though, for the yellow warning?
Nah.
Like, maybe that's what it is. Be afraid.
It's more of an inconvenience.
There might be snow.
It's more of an inconvenience because, for one, like you say, people have no idea how to drive in it, and traffic just snarls up, even with like an inch of snow. And two, it just makes my job 6 million times harder because all the motors are out there getting stuck, and we have to go rescue them. And yeah, it's crap.
Right.
So yeah, it's more of a hindrance. But it does look pretty when it settles. But.
On a lighter note, though, we did get our Christmas tree today, so we are sort of in full swing of the Christmas.
We're there.
The tree is. We went to the tree farm and got our tree today.
Oh wow!
Yep. So that's been put up. It's nice. Lights are up outside.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Well, the thing with our house, Fraser, is that there are two things in life which I am not allowed to touch, and that's packing suitcases and decorating Christmas trees. That is the domain of Judith Tate.
Are you really complaining about? There's nothing to complain about there, though, is
well,
there?
Well, I have to build the bloody tree. We have fakey trees, and we've got three of them, and they're all, I mean, like, one of them's 7 foot tall, and the other two are 6 foot tall, and there's, like, one in the hallway, one in the front room, one in the flipping west wing, and there's stuff everywhere. It's just... But this is Judith's pride and joy. She just loves everything precise and just nice, and it's her thing, and she gets a pleasure out of it. So, and yeah, as I say, the Christmas movies have started to play, and the boxes of chocolates have come out, and it's great. It's cheese in the fridge, loving it. And in fact, I'm really excited for Christmas this year. I really am, and for selfish reasons.
What have you bought yourself?
Well, it's a joint sort of present between Joshua and myself, my eldest boy. So, yeah. I have here behind me a Mavic Pro, a really nice drone with a 4K camera in it and all just lovely. Like, it's like 2 mile distance radius that you can go away, and just a beautiful, look it up. It's a fantastic piece of kit. And what I love about it, it folds right down into a, you know, tiny little shape. The wing arms sort of fold right in. So you can pack it away into a small case, and away you go with it. So I'm going to travel all around with it and do hopefully some good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. But reading up about it and the flight manuals, it's a, you know, it's no toy. It's going to be serious fun. So I can't wait for that. Yeah, so that's coming. Do you know what? Our house is, I could open up an electronics shop in my house, and I could have a beautiful display of all the kit that is hidden in various rooms right now, and have stuff on display, and still have stuff in the store to come out backup stock. There's monitors, there's Kindle Paperwhites, there's Kindle Kids editions, there's a Snowball microphone, there's headphones, there's 4 or 5 little video cameras, just so much. Oh, Philips Hue lights for one of the boys that wanted Philips Hue lights in his room, and another little Amazon Echo Alexa job. Alexa, play some 80s music.
Talking of Alexa, did you test the tuning radio to see if we were on there?
Yeah.
You asked me to do that, so I signed us up to tuning radio weeks ago, and you've not even tried it. I heard this from Gamers say they were on it as well.
Oh, well, if they're on it, then we've got to be.
No, we were on it first. We were on it first because someone couldn't be asked checking.
Well, there you go. Well, so to allow me to buy this rather pricey drone, I've been clearing the cupboards and the bits and pieces. So I've sold my old iPhone 6S last weekend, and I got 160 odd quid for it. And I sold.
You could have sent me that. I would have taken that off you.
Oh, there you go.
Some of us are still rocking an old 5.
The selfie camera wasn't, the front-facing camera wasn't working that well. But I didn't say,
really live without that.
It didn't say anything. Yeah, you could do without a selfie camera.
You didn't tell them when you sold that?
No.
You piece of work.
Shitty.
No. It works sometimes, and the odd time it was a bit, so, sold a scene. And I sold my Xbox One original day one edition. And I have to admit, I got 120 quid for it and the Kinect. And I have to admit, I sold it on Gumtree, which is like Craigslist, I suppose. And the guy came to pick it up. And I had all the original packaging and boxes and stuff and all. And I had a wee tinge of sorrow as it was leaving the house, because that beautiful little black, big, massive, ugly box has brought me thousands of hours pleasure over the last 4 or 5 years. So goodbye.
You can get a small box with that amount of pleasure. It's called a Fleshlight.
And and I have to admit, they're today. One of my nephews their kids were on the Xbox this morning, and one of my nephews came on and invited them to a chat group. They're playing Minecraft together, and it was the first time I missed Kinect, because they would have played with the microphone on the Kinect, and they would listen to the nephew through the speakers. And I went, all of a sudden, they couldn't do that. And, oh, no. And there is no real solution for that apart from all the kids wearing headsets. So Kinect did have a use in my house. Anyway, there you are. So that was goodbye, Xbox One X. And
so I've been quite lucky. I've been lucky, and I've managed to avoid the show during the receival of your Xbox One X's. So I managed to not catch you and Greg, no doubt, glad handing each other over your Xbox One X's, right?
Do you know what, Fraser? It's fantastic. It is a really cool piece of kit. But as I said, and a few people have said, it's like getting a new phone. So you're getting one, go from your iPhone 5 to an iPhone 6 or 7 or whatever it may be, and it is better, and there's a few things that are different, but it's not like it's like
it's not I plugged that it wholesale in. Change that you get from a completely new console, right?
Yeah. Now, saying that, the dashboard is noticeably faster, but I wasn't really that worried about that anyway.
Well, I think we as well had those of us, us paupers here who are still rocking the old Xbox One. We've just seen the new dashboard. It's been like night and day for us, right? That they changed a few weeks ago.
No, I'm still running a 1080p projector. So on 4K, I was hoping to get a 4K, but it's still, I can't justify $2,000. I'm like, yeah, and even I know they came down in price, but maybe next year sometime. But even saying that, stuff that I've been playing, Forza, it is a leap from 720p to 1080. It is that much of a leap graphically. It's such a different. There is a massive difference that way, and I'm sure. Greg, and we've been seeing a bit of that feedback from him this week on his big bugger off 65-inch 4K TV. He's getting it full on. But saying that, Forza 7 still look great anyway. Halo still look great anyway. I put Halo 5 on and it's awesome. Gears is awesome. Mm-hmm. Just wow. And he's playing Assassin's Creed Origins and he's saying it's just absolutely fabulous. But it's a step. It's not like it's the best thing since sliced bread and you must go out and get this thing. If you do, it's an improvement, but
yeah. It's good. I mean, I quite like this this way that Microsoft is playing it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's great that we sort of have this development where we can keep our games and we're not going to be losing out too much. But we haven't had a wholesale in-your-face change since we went from the PS2 to the PS3 or the Xbox One, or the original Xbox to the Xbox 360. There's been no change like that since.
It's not going to happen either. Unless somebody comes up with some liquid robot super gel processor thing.
Just
that,
injects video directly. Yes. Two prongs
in there,
out of the console.
Two prongs there and another prong up your little hole. Yeah, as you get shot. Something like that. It's just not going to happen because it is moving on in steps. And we are so lucky that this technology is available all in one nice, neat little box, as quiet as
that. No one will ever forget the first time they fired up their Xbox 360 and played Hexic HD. And you looked at that on your HD TV and you went, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. And then you completely forgot about the video after that and just became addicted to trying to make star flowers.
And that's all that mattered. It was the game because it's not always about graphics, but it does help the whole thing. I mean, yes. For me, that thing to taking out my SCART lead and putting in the HDMI was with Modern Warfare 2, and I couldn't believe that I had been playing that muddy mess beforehand.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I can't. This stuff looks good. Now, maybe in 20 years' time, I'll go, what do you mean that looked good? It's crap. I mean, the cars look good in Forza, but if you really look at the backgrounds, they look good, but they're not really that real. So maybe in 20 years'
still
time, we'll go back and go,
still a game.
Yeah. But, I'm glad I have it. My Xbox was fine. It was working well. A bit little long in the tooth.
Oh, you didn't sell that one slightly broken.
No, I didn't.
Well, if he did, he wasn't telling them.
A bit like PUBG, as you'd said through the week there, I don't owe my Xbox One anything. I don't mind investing in this technology. So,
yeah, good for you.
If you're changing your Xbox, Fraser, buy one. When that happens in a year's time, that's the way to go, I think. Future-proofing yourself a bit.
I'm always a year to 2 years behind on the console changes, whether I like it or not. I'm a cheapskate. I don't like buying in at the start. That time will come at some point. New PC now, first.
It's funny. I got some shit this week from random people about, you've got a Xbox One X. What a load of shit. It's nowhere good. The PS4, the Pro is much better. Just you wait to Sony bring out the next PlayStation 5 or whatever it may be.
Well, you're going to turn around and you're going to say, well, I will, because I'll probably be picking that up too anyway. So,
exactly.
Deal, right?
But the funniest thing about this person's argument with me. Says that stupid Xbox. Yes, the graphics are better than anything else that's out there at the moment, but you still use batteries in your controller.
Right, okay.
Okay, that's the level you're at. Thanks, goodbye. Right. Dear me.
Technically, the PlayStation has batteries in their controller.
Built-in rechargeables, you just can't replace them.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that's the level of some people right out there. Do you know what? I have everything. I love everything. Enjoy it. And I just seem to spend most of my time in the Xbox world. And that's just where it is. I don't have time for half the stuff that I have already. So, and the sort of the last thing that I've really got into over the last couple of weeks, I've only got one episode left.
Stuff in your mouth there. You know, don't worry about the fact that we're listening to you. Just
a lovely little shot.
Put some more chocolates in your mouth.
The cats are where the mice will play. Greg's not here. Greg hates eating on the podcast.
I know. Cool. I've got one episode of The Punisher left to watch. That's a good show. That's like, have you watched any of it yet? No?
No spoilers,
no,
please.
That won't happen.
All right, okay. Well, it's supposed to be a superhero thing, but he's not a superhero. He's just a regular guy, but he's just a
vigilante,
tough soldier guy. And his partner, it's been good, and there's drama, and there's action, and there's twists and turns, and it's well produced. But his cohort partner that he sort of falls in with, this nerdy computer guy, just reminds me of Gene Wilder. His the hair and everything is, it's, keep on thinking Gene Wilder every time he sees it. So that's been me. I've been watching YouTube videos on drones all week. I've been selling stuff dodgily. I've been saying goodbye to my Xbox and watching some TV and working hard. Have you got up to anything interesting?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, what did Grace do this week, Fraser?
I don't know.
Surely she was at a conference picking up an award or doing something that made her talk about...
Probably something important.
Positive.
I don't know. What have I done anything? I'm curling, Robin. That's what I'm doing. Curling season in full swing. You want me to go? Curling season in full swing.
Come on.
This year I've joined a competitive team. So my curling now is split into two draws. I have a social, which is I played last night. Still competitive, but it's just social and it's fun and people are enjoying themselves. I play another one. I've joined a competitive league and it's hard as nails, and every time they're working me to the point where I think I'm going to puke. The standard is just way beyond anything I'm used to. But it's great fun, so that's good. Work-wise, work is through the roof. I'm busy as you like. I went to a trade show this week on Thursday. I jumped out of the office and went down to a trade show in Toronto. Building trade show. Woo, building. Whoa. Building stuff. Lots of completely uninteresting things. Very, very boring. Well, depending on who you are, some of it was interesting. Networking, you know what that's about. A bit of networking, going and saying hello to people.
LinkedIn profile there. Yeah, let's go. Funny. I was at a site this week. This big new, I was going to say skyscraper, but it has 14 floors. But skyscraper for Belfast. And it's about to get populated early in the new year, and we're doing a big thing on the whole ground floor of it. But they took me for a tour because some of my ventilation and extraction stuff has to go up through the center of the building, up to the roof. So they brought me up, and there's a television company, Ulster Television or ITV, I suppose it would be over in England. They're going on the top floor, and a radio station is going on to the next floor. And I was really cool with how they were building the soundproof rooms and the floors and seeing all of that stuff.
Nice.
This building had not just air conditioning, but humidity control, that if the air is too dry, it pumps moisture into the air. It's like, wow, the building's alive.
That's what we sell. I rep a line of humidifiers, so we sell that sort of stuff. But we need it out here, much drier climate, right? So, particularly in wintertime.
But we were at the site meeting for another site, and this
And you know where my humidifiers come from?
Where? Germany.
England.
England? So
yeah.
What? Do they know about humidity?
Well, they must know something.
Yeah, I was at the site meeting, and it's for a job that starts on Monday, and it has to be finished on the 22nd of December. And one of the building contractor that was there, the first thing he started off at the site meeting through those electricians and plumbers, everybody around this big table, says, "Preposterous. Hashtag preposterous. This schedule is preposterous. Hashtag." Nice. And I can, like this wee country man saying, "Hashtag preposterous."
I like it.
Oh, it was great. Great. Okay, Kim.
Yes.
Anything else from you? I mean, how are you? Are you well?
I mean,
your fan club are saying your hair is swept back, and is that because of the high speed internet? What is it?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I can't compare with Mark, but you know. But yeah, it's all good. Like I said, we got our internet hooked up. I've been moving some stuff over from the other house, trying desperately to get stuff moved before snow hits the ground. And other than that, like I said, we had the leak, and we're trying to get that under control. Other than that, it's all been pretty quiet. So.
Oh, good. All right, good. Well, you've had plenty of time for games then.
No, Mark, sure.
You've had a quiet, normal week.
Yeah.
That's good for your house.
That's
good.
A normal week, which is unusual, but was very welcomed. Yeah, normal week.
Oh, brilliant.
You deserve
brilliant.
That one. Brilliant.
Well, I think because we are a video game podcast, I think we should actually maybe start to talk about some of those video games.
No way.
Yes. Way.
Oh, that's me, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Fucking you.
You two just been rambling on for ages. And I'm just.
I haven't been rambling at all.
No, it's been Kim.
Don't lump me in with that.
Right under the bus.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right, Mark.
Yes.
You've been. You got your vocal cords all loosened up there and all that chat. You've completed a game which is going to be on a lot of people's Game of the Year list.
Yeah.
Definitely in top five. Yeah. And you've completed it. You've been at it quite a while. You must have went away from it and came back to it again.
Yeah.
So what would you give your marks out of 10, and what's your roundup of Horizon Zero Dawn?
Right. So, yeah. First off, I started this back in, I think it was August, Kyle Adams. Kyle Adams got an extra copy with a PS4 Pro he got, so he sold me his disc copy.
Why didn't give it to you?
He sold me it cheap, he did me a favour.
Yeah.
But it's like...
community spirit.
Yeah. It happens all the time. I'll start a really good game and then... I'll start another really good game. It's like I've got Assassin's Creed on the go and a load of others. And it got to the point this week where I thought, enough's enough. It's similar to Yolg, but it's not about buying game, it's about playing. So I decided I'm going to finish a game before I start another one now. That's it. I've got to commit.
As I said on WhatsApp earlier in the week, if only someone had a thought of some way to encourage you to finish your games.
Well, that was for buying games as well.
You know, your nose is growing. Right?
Yeah. So anyway, so...
What's released next week that's going to just put you off
all week,
new and shiny?
Yeah. All week, all I've played is Horizon Zero Dawn. And it's gone from good to great to fantastic. The story really ramps up. It is absolutely superb. I finished it just this afternoon, luckily. It's just absolutely amazing, the storytelling. It wasn't going in the direction I thought it was at first, and then there's these sort of like plot twists and different sort of like things what you find out, which I'm not going to spoil, but it's just absolutely amazing. Really, really good. And it will definitely be in my top five, absolutely.
So that's a 2D platformer?
No. No.
Dungeon Crawler?
No.
Yeah. It's one of the best-looking games on the PS4.
And what does it make it really good? I mean, is it Is it the monsters or is it the story?
Good graphics.
Yeah, it's got good graphics. It's everything all gelled well together. The voice acting is superb, award-winning superbly. The character design, the interactions between the characters, the graphics. I will touch on the graphics for a little bit. When you got the close-up animation shots, there's no Mass Effect balls with goggly eyes, whatever. The eyes look real. That's how you tell
it's a good game. Is that really a benchmark for things now?
When your eyes look real.
Mass Effect. It's not quite as bad as Mass Effect.
No, the benchmark is if your eyes look real, it's a good game.
On the box.
The audio, I love the audio in this. If you're wearing a headset, the audio is superb. The incidental music is on key. The sounds from the robotic creatures and machines is amazing. It's just a top-notch, well-produced game.
See, Mark, I can understand if the robotic sounds were really, really good in those headphones, because they're bound to be better in those headphones.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't play with these headphones. These are my computer headphones.
You know who you look like, Mark?
Yeah. What?
Lobot. Yeah. Do you know who Lobot is?
No. Right. I've been referred to as Cybermen from Doctor Who.
Tweaky. Yeah. Tweaky from Buck Rogers. Okay, that's good. So you've stuck at it. You've completed it. The victory achieved has went up. Well done.
Thank you.
So it's a must play for people like me then that have a PS Dust.
I will give one little tip, and I'm not ashamed to say this. I did drop the difficulty. And since I dropped the difficulty, my frustration level went down and my enjoyment went up slightly. Because it's not an easy game. So I dropped it from normal to easy, and it makes a huge difference. You don't take as much damage. You do a lot more damage to the machines. So,
What's he doing? Good. Lobot, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, from Star Wars. Yeah, we know him.
Yeah. So
he doesn't look like him.
I know a few people play
this. Turn your headphones like that.
No.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's good, Mario. I'm glad you stuck with it and played it through.
Yeah, I finished it. It wasn't even on my old list, but yeah, it should have been. But I didn't own it then. I bought it this year, so it's one of my purchases. But I'll tell you something, Robin. Yolg has really helped me because it's very rare now I'll buy a game day one. I'll always wait and pick them up in the sale. So thanks to your Yolg, you have saved me a lot of money this year. So thank you.
Thank you. No problem. We'll be doing a roundup of your Yolg before Christmas time. Yep. It's been a good year. It's amazing, the interaction. Even today, there's people are still Yolging away. Kim, you were at Gears of War Horde. Who were you doing that with?
I was. It was me and Nicole and Jade and Donna and Button to RC, actually. Here must have been a couple weeks ago, probably. Just decided that, I hadn't played enough Horde in the new one, so we loaded up one night and played Horde to see how far we got. And I don't remember how far we got, but we sure didn't make it to 50, but it was fun. It was a lot like the, Gears 3 days, where we all loaded up and played Horde for hours and hours and hours. So hopefully I can get back into that again. I hope.
Yeah, it's great. Great fun. It's great fun. I don't know if it's going to be a once-a-year thing around Extra Life, but damn, that's a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And great crack when you get in with a good group of people. Can I ask a question? Because you guys are getting quite Skypey on me. Am I getting unbelievably Skypey on this? If I need to kill the camera, please let me know.
So you're not too bad at the moment.
Okay. Right. Fraser, we have a couple of things in common.
You're going to have to kill that guy. Too Skypey. You're going to have to kill the camera. I'm only saying that because I don't want to look at him anymore.
I don't need this abuse. Honestly.
Yes, you do.
I take enough of this abuse.
You absolutely do. These two guys are way too nice. Kim and Mark, two of the nicest people on the internet. They give you too much of a pass. They wouldn't. You need me. I complete you.
Oh, Christ, I wish I knew what it was from the wee hand symbol in the lift. Oh, God, yes, I complete you. Anyway, okay. There's one game that I know of that was together, so I'm going to rattle through what I'd been up to. And my challenge this week has been OCD. So with Forza. I went back, and I don't know what it was, but I went back to Never Alone, and I loved Never Alone a few years ago. And there was a little bit of DLC and called Foxtails, and it's only an hour and a half long.
Oh, yeah, you really liked that game, didn't you? You did bang on about that game. It seemed to strike a chord with you.
Every time I see it
advertised, I always think of you recommending
it. It's just so lovely, and I love the tie-in with the Inuit people and the little documentary part of it. And so, yeah, like Never Alone, if you haven't picked it up, it's as cheap as chips. I mean, a couple of quid on any platform at the moment. Go and pick it up. It's lovely, and it sort of supports those little Eskimos. I finished off a week or so ago Little Nightmares. Little Nightmares was a great little platformer, maybe not as good as Inside or Limbo, but on the level of quality as maybe Unravel. And the people that wrote this game and the storylines through this game and the monsters in this game, those developers are seriously screwed in the head. This was some twisted stuff going on and some twisted characters. It was really good. And it's sort of kind of not jump scare creepy, but just sort of, you wouldn't let a wee kid play this because it would give them nightmares. And again, a well worth a pickup of a Little Nightmares. It did lots of good things with perspective, not just the standard 3D left to right, so coming in and out of the screen here and there. And it was good, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'll go get that. That's my library's got that. I'll go get it.
Yeah. You mentioned that. Yeah, it's worth a play, Fraser. My problem this week is I have this fantastic game that I picked up on Black Friday, Wolfie 2. I picked it up as cheap as chips. But as good as it is, I started up with some Forza. I've been working quite hard, coming in at night time, and just needed something to zone out in. And I completed the main campaign for Forza 7. And then the OCD clicked in and went, I need to finish all of those races in each of those categories. I want to complete it all. I want to do everything. I want to collect all of the trophies. I need it. So pretty much every night this week I've been going through that, and that's I
that's
what can
fair
I do?
Enough. But I don't know even, you know, if it is it. I wonder how much is it. Oh, is it? I mean, and we banned. But okay, for anybody who's going to be, you know, well, you don't really know what it's like if you really have OCD. Sorry if we're using it in the wrong context here, but I know what you're saying. But is it OCD, or is it just the fact that, hey, I'm in the groove of a racing game? Because I find I run hot and cold with racing games, right? You know, and then suddenly you're really enjoying racing games. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's Saturday. Just answer that phone, will you?
My children accepting phone calls now. They've hit that age.
Oh, flip me. Oh, goodness. I was in the shower this morning, and delivery man came. And when I came down from the shower, my youngest lad, who was 8 years old, had answered the door and signed for two parcels.
Nice.
And one of them was from the beer club. So he was signing for beer this morning. So anyway, I've done it with all the Forza games. If I look back at True Achievements, damn good site. Sorry, side note, True Achievements is fantastic. They also do it for PlayStation, which I think is called True Trophies.
Yeah, TrueTrophies.com,
They've added so much more stuff into there now. You can access all your video clips. There's so many different new breakdowns and way to analyze your gaming. But if I look at my most popular, most played games, they're racing games. All the Forzas, Horizons. I enjoy it. And if we've offended you about our comments about OCD, you're allowed to be offended.
Done for having feelings.
Yeah. Wolfie 2, Wolfenstein 2, is friggin' awesome. It looks absolutely stunning. I'm sure Fraser will say it does. And on the Xbox, it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's a big fat shooter with good characters and good cutscenes and good stuff, and even more packed more sort of interest and backstory into the game now. I've got past, where am I? I've just arrived in New York and I'm whizzing around New York at the moment. So I'm not that far into it. I've done submarine stuff, but it's action packed and I'm playing it on normal. It's challenging enough. But it's a great game.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's got good graphics. That's for sure. Good graphics in it. It's a fantastic game. Now, I was listening to the Veteran Gamers the other day, and Stu Fowler was absolutely losing his mind over this, saying how wonderful he thinks it is. And it is good. Don't get me wrong. It looks amazing. The production value is fantastic. The characters are insane. The main character, that woman is awful. Just fantastically awful.
There was a bit near the beginning of the game, and I know it goes off in different branches, but I'm sure you got the same thing where there's a scene with a hatchet.
Yes.
Yes, and that's kind of cool. I went, "Whoa, frick!"
Yeah, and this is only for me. Like, for me, Wolfenstein is not going to be up there in Game of the Year. But I can absolutely see why somebody might latch onto this, and Wolfenstein 2 might be the best thing they've ever played. Would play this year. I loved the first one, and I can't remember the first one definitely ranked up there in top five. But for me, it's just more of the same. It's just as a shooter, I'm finding it a little bit one dimensional. I don't know why. It's not doing it for me. So I've knocked the difficulty down and I'm just trying to plow through it. I'm not saying it's bad. And like, I don't want to, you good Fraser, and everyone complaining, right? You know what I'm saying.
I think it's an age thing as well. I think dropping the difficulty should not be something bad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to be challenged.
When I dropped the difficulty in Horizon, I started enjoying it even more. So
yeah. See, I'm just scooting through it. Yeah, I mean, I'm just scooting through. I want to get it done and I want to get it returned, right? Because I've rented it. So, but even if I'd bought it, I don't know. I'm glad I didn't buy it, because I think if I'd bought it, I'd be like, I'm suffering from problems right now and from another game, and that I don't really want to play much else. But I actually
Lower the difficulty of PUBG, and you would enjoy it more.
The problem is,
you'd have to lower the difficulty of all the human players.
But even regardless, I'm still saying I find Wolfenstein to be more of the same, and to me that's a little bit boring. At what point now are we moving into that part of a franchise? You know, where now we just wait for Wolfenstein 3, then we wait for Wolfenstein 4 until they've beaten it to a dead horse, and it's this continuous regurgitation but we're continually, perpetually made to suffer this from the big developers. And I'm going to be, you know, we can all be anti-big developer, you know, at some point, and just, you know, I don't know. You got to be quiet for once, right? I think the point is that it is a fantastic game, but it's just more of the same. Right? It's more of the same. Like I play my other game on here is, you know, Days.
Stop. What do you want? What do you want them to do? Do you want them to turn into, hey, well, I'm now a truck driver and I've got nothing to do with Germans any longer, and this is a truck driving game? It's a Wolfenstein game, and it is more of the same, but it's been pushed a bit.
Actually, they changed. You know, it's changed up a little bit. They gave you a little bit more of, you know, a choice of powers later on or whatever. But like the Old Blood, when that came out, that was another Wolfenstein game, right? But the gameplay in that felt completely different.
I really enjoyed the Old Blood.
I get what you're saying. The originality is not there now, because the first one was. There's such a long gap between the old ones and this one, and they embraced a good single-player story. They've done the same again here. Some of the characters are really good, like the bad woman's daughter. Yes. Is a great, great chunky character. I mean, she's fun. And there's nice touches to it. And they've made it as good as probably a Wolfenstein game can possibly be. But yes, if it brought out another one, yes, we would get tired of it. I get
that. Yeah, but I'm saying what the standout stuff is like, look at Mark and his Horizon Zero Dawn. And I played Horizon Zero Dawn, and I didn't finish it. After about, like, I think I put in a good 12 hours of it or something like that, and I was like, I'm done for now. But it's still going to make my top five, right? Because it's a fantastic new game. It did new stuff. It looked fantastic. It's fantastic. Resident Evil 7, fantastic new reimagining of the series, yep. You know. And it's just when you're getting those sorts of games that are really rekindling your, you know, wide-eyed fascination, you know. And this is the thing, like, great, you know, Halo 5 looks amazing on the Xbox One X. It's Halo 5.
More Halo.
It's amazing, yeah. Right? You know. Do you see my point is? I'm just raising that.
I see your point.
You know,
but I think Machine Games are a classy company.
I'm not saying they're not
blazing. Yeah. I think they've been blazing their own way, and I think they're probably big and bold enough to actually tackle something different. Now, do they get sucked into the cash cow or not? I don't know. I think they've done a fine job here, and they've got a pretty good pedigree, and they're underrated as a development house. So it'll be interesting. But again, the shareholders or people that own the company, they see the money coming in for this. I don't mind. I paid 25 quid for it, and I think it's a pretty good price. Don't
confuse anything I'm saying and equate that to me saying it's a bad game. I'm not. It's a 9 out of 10 game, there's no doubt.
All this crap about, oh, it has to be multiplayer, and there's no multiplayer component in this. In fact, I think it's 7 or 8 of the games in the top 10 in the MPDs at the moment are all single-player games,
right?
Or with single-player campaigns. So I think that's a stupid argument about, oh, they all have to have multiplayer, because...
No, that's a garbage argument. I don't know where that argument comes. So those people need to just stop talking. You know, my son, he fired up... My son's discovered the PlayStation 4. Like, he normally sits on the Xbox at time. He's discovered the PlayStation 4. Now he's playing Doom. Like, I sat down and watched him playing Doom this morning. That game, I forgot just how awesome that game is, right? But what are we getting next? No doubt Doom 2 is right around the corner, right? And it'll be more of the same. And I'll lap it up, and it'll probably be fantastic. Although, I don't think it's ever been mentioned. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, that was my point. My point about Wolfenstein 2 is it's an amazing achievement. It looks fantastic, sounds fantastic, it plays amazing. It's more of the same though, right? So I don't know, take it that way you will. I've also been playing Deus Ex Mankind Divided again. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, not the first Deus Ex, but the last one, which was Human Revolution. Mm-hmm. I thought that was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And here we have, you know, they do an intro that runs into this one. You're just playing it's another 8 hours of the same game. Is that good? Yeah, I suppose it's great. Is it exciting? Yeah, I don't know how exciting that is, but it's still great. It's still playing brilliantly. I'm enjoying it from what I'm playing so far. So, you know.
Yeah, it's like almost sometimes they get a second bite of the cherry and they refine the first one to the second one. And the second one is, if you had had it first, it would have been fantastic.
I just think... The next turning point, and the funny thing that we've seen with this, all this backlash about Battlefront 2 and EA and big developers, it's been another massive hit for big developers. I just think, and the way that these consoles now are structured, and the ability to get digital content on them, indie games, I just think things like Little Nightmares, like you're talking about, Never Alone, these are the absolute diamonds in the rough that I can't wait to discover more from Cuphead this year and Inside, whatever, you know. It's just,
yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right.
Deus Ex, I've not played any of the previous games. I didn't play the 360 one. Was it Human Revolution? Now, Greg bought this a while ago, so I've got this available to me. So would I enjoy it more with not playing the other games, or will I find it harder?
Like, he bought Mankind Divided?
Yeah.
I think, you know, there has an intro that just will talk you through it. You can they do a specific, here's what happened in the last episode if you want to see it. I think you, It's worth a go, because if you like the gameplay and the way it works, it's almost sits somewhere. It's not quite as it's almost a little bit like Metal Gear Solid. It's a little bit I was going to say Splinter Cell, Metal Gear Solid, probably more Splinter Cell actually, Robin, you're quite right. You know, in that sort of first person, I'm constantly not trying to alert. Because for anybody who's not familiar with it, anyway, you play this sort of cyber guy, Adam. Can't remember his last name. Adam Jensen, and you've got all the, and it's all based around human genetics and enhancements, mechanical enhancements or whatever. So you have all these powers at hand, and then upgrade paths for all your surveillance and stalking and fighting and hacking, you know. So it's pretty cool. It's really neat. And the last one was great. So it's worth it. It's definitely worth a pop. I picked it up for like $12. Can't say no. Right. Bargain. Absolute bargain.
Bargain. Loads of money.
Yeah, looks good.
Loads of money.
So yeah, I would definitely recommend getting in there. So that's good. I've also been playing
Rogue Trooper. Class. Blast from the past.
Yeah. Well, for some of us who go back a while. And who read 2000 AD back in the day, which was a comic in England, some of us would be familiar with Rogue Trooper, who was a blue genome soldier. I can't remember the exact names of everything or whatever, but you know, there's a war going on, and one side has built all these blue genome soldiers, and one of them is Rogue Trooper, and he goes into battle, and then all his friends get killed, but then the personalities of his friends, he takes the chips out of the backs of his dead comrades' heads, and he puts one chip in his gun and one chip in his helmet and one chip in his backpack, and now he's got his three buddies with him, but they're all part of his equipment. And it's, you know, and that's classic Rogue Trooper that we all remember, and we enjoyed the comics. And then this game was released on PC 2005, 2006, maybe even earlier. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's been redone by my favorite developer, which is Rebellion. It's on 360. Sorry, Xbox One. I'm playing it on. I think it's on PS4. It's okay. I mean, it's an interesting shooter. It's even with its new Redux skin of high def good graphics. Still plays like a 10-year-old, 10-12-year-old PC game. So I struggled a little bit with that at the start. It was like, just this just looks a little bit too janky for my liking. But I stuck with it for a bit longer, and it's all right. It's a third person shooter. The level design isn't that inspiring. It's pretty linear. You just basically are carving your way through these levels, fighting bad guys, looting equipment, and standard weapon upgrades and stuff like that. It's a big bag of all right. I wouldn't say I would want to pay too much money for it, but as a bargain pickup, it's a nice little distraction.
It's a big bag of blue chips.
It's a big bag of blue okay chips.
Excellent. Good stuff. Right. Look, I have a list.
I have one more game on there.
Do you have another game there?
Yeah, boy.
The most important game. Fraser's game of the year. Ever.
Game of the decade.
Dear. Coming.
So, have you played the
coming 10 days?
The test servers went live this week, didn't they?
Servers went live.
Yeah. What's been the changes in?
Well, they're still putting the changes on the vaulting, so was the main thing. But you know what? The nice thing about this test server, when they released this upgrade, as they said, vaulting's going to be coming. You can go try out vaulting on the test server. So everyone's like, yeah, let's get in there and go try the vaulting. But they completely changed the UI. So everything's like a lot crisper, a lot cleaner. The graphics are all different. The map's a little bit different. And they've changed. And then as you play it, they added in some new weapons as well. Then you start to realize every time they make these changes, they make little changes to things like the scope. You know, one minute, you know, the scope was okay, but now you can zoom in and out of an 8x scope. And it sounds like minuscule things that no one would care about. But if you're playing the game all the time, this sort of stuff, you notice it because you're playing all the time. And so they still continue to make changes. There's still tons of people in the background who, you know, whiny voices, who, you know, it's no good, PUBG's, and they're making all this money and they're not changing anything. As far as I'm concerned, these guys are still doing great stuff, still continuing to work on it, still continuing to optimize it. It's still a buggy piece of janky mess most of the time, but we still love it. I'm about to hit 500 hours of playtime. So there you go. There's your, you know, I don't really know what to say. That says it all. Yeah. And then in a week and a half, it lands on Xbox.
Well, 10 days. Exactly 10 days. 12th of December it comes.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to getting on board with that. They did have some news this week. The first PlayerUnknown tweeted that it was going to be 60 frames per second on the Xbox One X.
I have one of those.
Yeah, but then he quickly tweeted afterwards that it's not going to be locked at 30 frames per second. Of course, everybody lost their proverbial you-know-what.
Toxic!
Rubbish. But whatever, you know, don't buy it. I don't care. I know, I think most of us are going to be on board, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, me and Robin's already bought it, pre-ordered it, because CD Keys had a bit of a promotion on the past couple of days where it's $21.99 instead of $24.99 if you pre-ordered it. So
yeah, we bought it from the dodgy sites.
Yeah, they're not dodgy.
They are.
It's not like Kingwin.
The key is not available yet, so you buy it.
I've used them all the time. All our Victory Achieved codes come from them.
Yeah, but dodgy doesn't mean they do get your codes. It means how they get their codes.
All right, okay.
I have to admit, I had buyer's remorse because Fraser guilted me into it. And part of me had buyer's remorse because the code wasn't immediately available. I was hoping that I could sort of pre-install it.
Well, no, because it's not even on the Xbox store yet, so that's why the code's not available. You can't even pre-order it on the Xbox on the console.
It's not even there. It's not even up as coming soon.
Yeah, you can only order it the retail disc version, which comes with a code inside. You don't even get a disc.
So you guys ordered it. And you got your code?
No.
No.
We will get our code when it's available.
They're hoping they can get codes, in other words.
No, they'll get them. I've bought loads from CD Keys. I've never had a problem.
No, it's not. But the problem is a step back, right? Is where are they getting these codes off the grey market? They're not official codes. They're not officially tied in an official reseller, are they?
I don't know. I presume they are.
I don't think they are legitimate enough. They're not. I don't know. Like, I got to just really put a caveat here. Nothing I say on this podcast should be taken as writ, right? Just in case I start to write, suddenly the lawyer's letter lands on my doorstep. But I don't know, man. I'm not convinced, right? I've ordered keys from CD Keys, right, when Xbox Live was super cheap. Did I get a nice official code come in an email or anything like that? Click here to reveal your code. No, I got some janky little photograph of picture someone had taken of a code off that scratched off the back of it. That's not.
You don't get that now. They do send a proper email with a proper code.
Yeah. Somebody bothered to type it in somewhere.
Well, fishy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that, you know, sort of that brings me into the sort of stupid things that gamers do. And I have a list, because we like a good list, and I like that term. So I came across this list of things that we do, and maybe some of us do this stuff. Maybe this will be familiar to us, and maybe it won't. I'm not saying that we all do this, but some of the stuff you might sort of sink home with you. And this came from Rice Digital, whoever the hell they are. So
dodgy website.
One of the things that we do, which is pretty stupid, is and maybe it doesn't happen just as much anymore, but when we get a brand new box, we take the plastic off and we open it up, we smell the box. We sniff it good. It's like, if it's like a new console box, you bury your head in that box and drink in that beautiful smell, just like a crack junkie. Oh, that's good stuff.
All right.
So that's not something you would do ever, no. No, you never sniff inside of a box, no? The new, like a new car.
I don't know where you're going.
Okay.
With
All right.
Move on.
Okay. You do it. I do it. You save a game and then you save it again, just in case.
Yeah.
All the time.
Horizon Zero Dawn. You go to these campfires and you press triangle to quick save, and then you can press square to do a manual save. And every so often I will do a quick save and think, I'll just do a manual save just in case.
Just in case.
You just overwrite one of your five slots. So yeah, guilty.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. People that play Zelda, you never, ever, ever rename Link.
God, no.
Seriously, it's a scientific fact that people who rename Link are genetically closer to baboons than being real humans. Definitely. You know, you'd never ever change the name of Link.
Do you get an option to change his name in? Is it a he?
Yes, you can go in and change Link. No, Link is binary.
Oh. Gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
I've not played a Zelda game, so I don't know.
Okay.
Me neither.
Next. You rub a disc on your belly to get it clean. So you look at the disc and it's a bit smudgy and you go rub, 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 rub to get it clean. Surely I've done this lots and lots. It's like the successor to blowing on an actual cartridge. You rub the disc to clean it up. Have we done this? No? Yes?
Yeah, probably, yes. Yeah. Usually on my thigh, but rather than my belly button. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Pressing X or A really enthusiastically that you skip the skip scene so that you actually have to want to try and get back to the game.
Yeah.
I know Fraser will never do that.
Are you kidding? I have no idea where I am in Wolfenstein. No idea. When you start saying I landed in New York,
there's a story.
I'll tell you if I've been to New York.
Yeah, they've put a story in this game.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, I don't think any of us would, in our company here, would ever be this next one, which would be to be an asshole. You know, to actually threaten someone on the internet who dares suggest that your console game or whatever is better or worse than someone else's, that Destiny is 3 out of 10 and it obviously deserves everything that it gets. Yeah, I can't imagine any of us being that way. We are no longer 14. And never have we ever shouted for anyone to bring us food while we're gaming.
Maybe.
Bring me a cup of tea. Bring me some of those Doritos. Yeah, definitely not.
Cup of tea one is really common. Yeah.
And then moving your controller around with your whole body.
Racing games.
It
makes a difference. You know, like when it's like when you're on an airplane, you're going on holiday, and it's going down the runway, and everyone just sits there going, "Please take off, please." And your willpower lifts that plane off the ground. It's not wings. It's not aerodynamics. It's a willpower. So it's the same when you're racing games. And
yeah. That reminds me of Parsnip Nose. I shouldn't have been, but I was on my phone while we were taking off. I think we're about going on a long-haul flight out of the States. And we were tweeting out or WhatsApping away or whatever it was, back and forth. And Parsnip, in his sick, twisted English sense of humor, said, and it wasn't that long after a plane had crashed with a pilot that had went a bit doolally. He says, "Are you sure that your pilot isn't German?" And at that point, the connection died with taking off, and I'm like, "Oh, frig you bugger!" Anyway, yeah, Parsnip Nose. Okay, we've made food, and we have brought it to the place where we were gaming, and we've got so caught up on our game that we didn't eat it, and it went cold.
Yep.
And we are also
the amount of times I've been told off for leaving half a cup of tea.
Tea's the big one.
Yeah, I get annoyed. I get told off when she says, "Oh, you've knighted me for this cup of tea," and then you go leave it. So yeah, I'm guilty.
Very good. And losing perspective on life after losing a save file with over 100 hours of gameplay on it.
I've lost it.
The kids have overwritten that.
I've been lucky there. I've not really come across that. I think once, I can't remember what game, it was a long time ago. But yeah, no, I know Fraser's had that, haven't you? Did Stan overwrite you?
Well, Stan overwrote, what did he, I had somebody.
It was a DS game.
A guy, yeah, what did he overwrite? I can't remember. I was very calm about it. In fact, it ended up for the best. I lost my Fallout 400 hours of Fallout 3, sorry. 110 hours of Final Fantasy 7. I don't know what happened to that. It's sort of, I miss that they're not around. I don't really... I got to the end. I think if it was to disappear 80 hours and you hadn't made it to the end, that would test my sanity.
I think I got a bit miffed with the kids when I had built this Minecraft world and had spent months and months on it doing all the bits and pieces. And they went in and I was keeping it as vanilla as possible to try and get through all the achievements. And the kids went into my world and stuck on creative mode. No, I just took all the heart out of it. This is the last one. And this is ridiculous. Hum, whistle, sing, or otherwise click the victory theme from your favorite game while engaged in bed with your loved one.
Yeah, I don't know what on earth that's about.
Yeah, I have no idea. Haha, because we all do that, right? This is the thing we do. Yeah, ladies, guys, yeah, we've all been there. Hey, no. Yeah, anyway, that was pretty good. That was a good list. Okay, time for some news.
Mm-hmm. News. Hang on, wrong page. Right, here we go.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, kids, in the show notes there's a link, and there's a link to Game of the Years for Game Informer, and you can jump onto the site now. If you're in the chat, and there's lots of people in the chat, we have got Batch in there, we've got Womble. Yes, Destiny does deserve 3 out of 10, Womble. We have Baron Gun Glover and Martin there. You can join in. If you go to Game Informer right now and go to their Game of the Year readers poll.
I've put the link in the chat as well.
Oh, good. So you can go there and we're going to quickly flick through what we would have Game of the Year. And we'll flick through these, so there's not that many. It'll take a few minutes. So if you have that link up, do you have the link up, guys?
Yep.
Okay, best remaster. They have a pile of weird and wonderful characters, so we'll have a quick flick through these. Quickly shout out what you think would be your best of these. We don't want to discuss them because it'll take all bloody night. Best remastered remade game. My God.
Sort of Rogue Trooper Redux.
Dragon Quest, Fire Emblem, Throne, Kings of Heart, LA One, LA Noir, Loco Roco 2, did that come out?
LA Noir, give over.
And Mario Kart 8. StarCraft.
Okami. I mean, what are the best Wonder games in there?
I've not played any of them. Remakes. So
there, I give you an answer. Rogue Trooper Redux. There we go.
That's my Rogue Trooper Redux, because I've just seen some gameplay what Fraser's been talking about. So, yeah.
And I can't think of one.
I've heard Crash Bandicoot's supposed to be quite good.
Yeah, there we go. Crash Bandicoot. Okay, best strategy game. Even Colony, Battle Right, Card Thief. Elder Scrolls Legends, goodness, Halo Wars 2, there you go, Halo Wars 2 for me, South Park, Foreign Destroyer.
Yeah, go on then, Halo Wars 2.
XCOM 2 for me, and I know Greg will say XCOM 2 as well.
Shout out, which one you're going to pick here, and we'll quickly go through this. Best sports game, and I'm going to pick...
The Golf Club 2.
The Mutant Golf Football Club League. 2, NBA Live. Yep.
Yeah. Out of all them, I'd have to pick Golf Club as well. Golf Club 2.
Okay, best music game. Just Dance.
That first one.
Rock Band VR. Yeah. Hatsune Miku Pro Get Diva. Some of our people have actually finished that.
Where's Aero?
Okay, I know. Let's go on to the next page. Best simulation game. Animal Crossing, Birth is Beginning, Everything. Hunting Simulator, Pinball
Hunting Tech 3. Hunting Simulator for Kim.
Pinball Fix 3 for me.
Yeah, Pinball.
Best RPG.
Ooh.
Goodness, out of that.
Is Assassin's Creed on there?
No, it's not. Mass Effect Andromeda for me.
Shut up. Get your new and shiny out of here.
Best MMO. Albion, Elder Scrolls, Final Fantasy, Stormblood, or Guild Wars 2. She's having a clue.
Elder Scrolls Online for me.
Elder Scrolls. Best shooter. Call of Duty, Destiny, Doom, Titanfall 2. Farpoint.
Is Titanfall 2 on there? If it isn't, the fail. Mind you, that's last year.
It has to be Battlegrounds.
Battlegrounds, yeah. PUBG's on there.
Wolfenstein's on there as well. And then we have best platformer, has to be, for me, Super Mario Odyssey.
Go on then. Can't argue with that.
Best adventure
Sonic
game.
Mini for me.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Goodness.
Guardians of the Galaxy? No.
Tacoma, Rhyme, Sexy, Brutal. I hear that's a thing.
I've got that on this month's Humble Bundle, so I've got that to
play.
What
means for you to Fitch? Life is Strange is the only one I've played, so that's the one I have to pick.
I've not played any of them.
All right, Siberia
3. Best fighter? A fighter? What would you
Arms.
Pick from fight?
I've heard Injustice Arms. 2. I've heard Injustice 2 is good. I've not played it. I've played Injustice 1, so I know Teflon's raving about Injustice 2, so I'll go for that.
And the best racing game?
Forza 7.
Forza 7, definitely.
Forza 7. No competition.
Well. Yeah, really not. Okay, next page. Best puzzle game?
Puzzle Fighter.
Puzzle Fighter? Puzzle Fighter. Puzzle Fighter. Words with Friends 2. Snipper Clips.
Monument Valley for me.
It's not in there.
Monument Valley
Best
2.
Action game.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you've got your Origins in there. You've got Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Cuphead. Cuphead.
Resident
Gravity
Evil Rush 7.
Horizon Zero Dawn's in there as well. That's a tough. Ooh. That's a tough category.
Oh, it's a tough category, isn't it? Shadow Mordor,
seems
Uncharted, Lost Legacy,
Assassin's Creed. Although it's trying to do something new this time, it's still more of the same. I'd have to go Horizon Zero Dawn on that.
Legend of Zelda for me. Best competitive multiplayer. My God, this is a big category.
That's all right. It's easy.
PUBG.
Yeah. I suppose it has to be PUBG, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really
yes,
does.
PUBG.
It's going to scoop up everything. Best cooperative multiplayer?
PUBG.
PUBG.
PUBG. It should
How
be.
How can that not be in there?
It's squad game and duos. It's got to be cooperative, hasn't it?
The whole point of it is being...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of...
Fail.
Okay,
Epic
I'm
fail.
Done. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. This is crap. Let's move on. This is not a very good thing. This is not very good.
Go
I'm
on.
Stopping this now.
No. Stick it out. We're nearly there.
Best VR game.
Okay. Best VR game. Doom, Farpoint, Grand Christmas Sport, No Echo.
I've not played any of them, but out of all them, I would love to play Resi 7 in VR because it's such a good game.
What's that one I gifted you guys again? Super Hot. Why is it not in there?
Because Super Hot is just dreadful.
Stupid. Game Informer, what are you at? Best mobile handled game? Pokemon? No.
Same as Metroid, Samus Returns. Was that any?
Don't know.
Samus Returns.
No, I didn't think people rated that actually that much.
I think a lot of people will probably pick Pokemon for that, won't they? On the DS.
Yeah. Best PC exclusive?
PUBG.
PUBG.
It's not there,
again.
Is it?
Not on there. Hollow Knight is
Hang
your
on.
Answer.
Best PC exclusive. And it's got Fallout 4. Oh, it's VR, sorry. Yeah.
And Hollow best Knight. Nintendo game. Well, best Nintendo game. Well, if I have to choose between Zelda and Super Mario Odyssey, it's Super Mario Odyssey all the way.
Yeah, I've not played it, but I want to play Super Mario Odyssey. It looks amazing. I watched Chinny play it so much on Extra Life. Yeah.
Love this. Best Microsoft game. Player on a game. Unknown's Battlegrounds, not even like that. Cuphead.
What on earth is going on?
Cuphead.
Best Sony game. Yet.
And that has to be PUBG. Forza Horizon.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah.
Okay, is PUBG on that? No? No, it's not.
No, I'm just kidding.
And Game of the Year.
Hang on, I'm not done on that one. Is there anything? Horizon Zero Dawn?
Game of the Year.
PUBG. Are you kidding me?
Oh, there's a lot on there.
Better be on there.
I can't say. I really
bottom
can't.
Bottom of the middle. Just put your...
I'll tell you, in 2 weeks' time, I'll give you a better call on it. Because I don't know yet. I don't know if it will get me. Will it get me, Fraser? will PUBG get me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it will.
Look, the thing I keep saying about PUBG is this, right? And I said, and we sat down, I was playing with the guys the other day. Honestly, we were playing on, I think it was Thursday night. I have not laughed that hard. PUBG for me is like the equivalent of going to the pub, right? It's the pub in PUBG. Just getting to hang out with guys, or it might be girls too. Just hanging out with friends. And not getting too caught up. Yes, you get caught up in the gameplay, but that's what I'm looking forward to on the Xbox, is to getting everyone together. Loads of opportunity for loads of people to finally be multi-playing together, right?
How many can you play on a team?
Four. But that could change as well. There is the possibility for eight-man teams.
Yeah, customs, you can do eight-man squads.
Yeah, so I'm very interested in PUBG and Sea of Thieves. And the four is always a problem because you want more than four. You want that big group of us, you know?
Yeah. I think four is quite
But the amount of times you get more than four is unusual. Sometimes it's hard to get a lot of people together. Like when you're doing the Destiny raids, to get six people together, it's harder than it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, that was a bit of fun. There is other newsy stuff out there, but there's not a lot.
It's quiet this week, yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe Assassin's Creed Rogue is going to get a PS4, an Xbox One makeover. That's about it. That's a rumor. There's not a lot of crowd. There's just not a lot of stuff going out there. Mark, I believe we have a speak pipe.
We certainly do, yeah. Here we go.
Holy crap.
Hello, Overseas Connection. This is Simon Kempster, otherwise known as Cosine, or possibly Kosigan, on PSN. Now, I've got a birthday coming up in the next week. I will be turning 50. Apart from the existential crisis that this generates, I was wondering if there are any other golden gamers out there involved with the podcast, either hosting or listening. Glad to hear from you. We can commiserate together. Secondly, I bought Need for Speed Payback in the Black Friday sale recently. After 11 days from release, it was in a sale for 40% off. Is this a record? And does this not say good things about the game? Great listening to you guys. Keep it up. Speak to you soon.
Now, I believe Titanfall 2 last year went really cheap, really quick. But that is a really good game. So I don't know if it shows the quality of the game. It's just probably the timing because it's near Black Friday. I don't know.
I don't know. They threw that game out to die. I mean,
does anyone care about Need for Speed anymore?
Not
did
anymore.
Anyone really care about it back in the day?
Yes,
kids
it was
did,
a good
right?
game. Yeah. No, Need for Speed was
Underground.
Wanted. The one about the cops, the one that you chased the cops.
Most Wanted,
Most Wanted was very, very good.
Hot Pursuit.
And then
Hot Pursuit was
that
good.
Was the last. That was kind of the last of them, really. So is it a record? Some really, like Wolfenstein was 20, 25 quid in Black Friday. But again, that was like a couple of days. That was that week. And it's back up to $49.99 again.
Yeah.
So I think Titanfall stayed cheap for quite a while. But yeah, I think that's just been sent out to die, that game.
Yeah. So the other part of his question is, well, first of all, happy birthday for your 50th, Simon. Anyone else near that golden age of 50? I'm a few years off yet. Well, I'm saying a few
years. You and I and Robin and Greg are all barreling towards it.
I'm only two and a half years off.
Right, not like
Simon.
Kim sitting there in her young early 20s. Yeah. She's all right, isn't she?
Yeah, I wish.
Simon Kosagahagen.
Can we just go back to this? Is it Cosine?
It's Kosigan.
Greg, really?
Yeah.
It is Kosigan?
Yeah.
What did Greg say? And Greg said
Cosine.
Cosine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be better.
That's right. Must have a bit of a maths background there, the old Lacey.
Kosagahagen. I will be 49 years old in January coming. And that's... I'm all right with that. I'm okay. Because life's good, and I get to do this silly stuff, and I enjoy my gaming, and I enjoy stuff that young folk do, I think.
My body feels my age, especially with doing a physical job, but my mind, I still feel like a teenager in my mind sometimes, especially playing games. So,
yeah, I think there comes a point when you know, girls stop looking. You know,
that was a long time ago for me.
And it's not because they don't look anymore; it's because when they look, it's too complicated. So everybody has baggage. 49, 50, I don't care. Look, I can't see. Gaming has been a part of my life since I was 9 years old, 8 years old, somewhere around there. And I can't see it never not. That's wrong. Yeah. I can see it always being a part of my life. Yeah. And as long as I have to, if I have to play Wii bowling in a nursing home, yeah, I can imagine that's going on. So be proud. It's good to play games. And it's funny, as you get older, I mean, you talk about playing games, even doing the Extra Life thing, some people still sort of snigger about it. But I laugh back at them because the kids that are grown up these days, a good majority of them are comfortable with gaming and what they do, and it's not as an embarrassing thing that they went home to play, even if it is FIFA or Call of Duty. And it's a good part of life now, so embrace your age. Yeah, and shave your back.
You.
All right, time for a quiz.
I forgot one.
No. So we're moving on.
I can see you confused me there. I was just about to play the jingle and I remembered you saying
there's no quiz. We've given Teflon a couple of weeks off. Just the problems that he's had with his hair transplant hasn't really went that well and he's embarrassed. Kim, would you like to take us through some of the new releases, please?
Sure. Let me get over there and I will. I was all ready for the quiz. Oh, well, you know.
That's the only reason I came.
Right? I mean, what?
Right?
I'm beating Mark, damn it.
Am I right?
Evil beard. That's an evil beard, Fraser.
Yeah. I just got a flashback of a PUBG WhatsApp chat then, Fraser.
It's like, if you all it needs to be is a little point.
One when Neil was drunk.
Let's not bring up that on the podcast.
It just needs a little point on it, and you're right out of Flash Gordon now. Anyway.
We always interrupt Kim, don't we?
Poor Kim. Minging.
We always interrupt poor Kim.
Merciless.
Mercilessly minging.
Alrighty, our new releases for December 2nd through the 8th are Dead Rising 4, Frank's Big Package. Really? PS4 on December 5th. Steep, Road to the Olympics for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, also on the 5th. Destiny 2, Curse of Osiris on December 5th. Bravo Team for the PSVR on the 6th. And Hello Neighbor, which looks really freaky.
Yeah,
on the Xbox One and PC for December 8th.
I've seen some PC streamers doing that, yeah.
Yeah, we've got that. My son is playing it. It's pretty neat. I like the idea. I don't know how well it's going to play out when it's fully fleshed out, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like that one about the bear. Like, remember the bears that went around and attacked each other?
Yeah.
And it was fun for 10 minutes sort of thing. But, you know, the best game on there, definitely a 10 out of 10. If I could give it an 11 out of 10, it's Destiny 2. I'm just waiting.
I'm actually looking forward to the DLC because Womble's going to hate me for this, but I've got bored of Destiny 2 quicker than Destiny 1. I'm ready for the DLC.
I've heard that from quite a few people.
Actually. Yeah, I'm ready for the DLC.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's disgusting. Well, and Steep Road to the Olympics, there's a demo up for that. You can play that as well. For free. Yeah, that's just cashing in the Olympics. I think the winter.
That game just died, didn't it? Everyone, when Steep was coming, was like, oh my God, Steep's coming. And then it went dead.
I would like a really good skiing game. I love skiing. I can't get skiing unless I fly places and.
Just play SSX backward compatible. That's probably the best one.
I know. It's not, but that's snowboarding shit.
No, right.
I want to ski. I want to have somebody get a really good skiing game. I would love to ski. Swish, swish. I love skiing.
He's losing it. Come on, let's go.
I'm not losing it. Okay. And our monthly freebies for Xbox One. Kim, you can do that too while I go up and get a thing here.
Oh, okay. Good luck with your thing. Your games with gold for Xbox One and Xbox 360 are Warhammer End Times Vermintide, available the 1st of December through the 31st of December on the Xbox One. Back to the Future, the game, 30th Anniversary Edition. That's available the 16th through January 15th on the Xbox One. And, of course, your backwards compatibility titles are Child of Eden, available December 1st to December 15th on the Xbox One and the Xbox 360. And the game that if I remember correctly, is pretty bad, that I think you get it on Steam for like, what was it, like 15 cents or something? I remember it was really fucking cheap. Anyway, Marlowe Briggs and the Mask of Death, available December 16th through December 31st on the Xbox One and the Xbox 360. those are your games as gold.
Sorry, is that Marlowe Briggs? Is it really, really bad? Is it like?
That's what I've heard. I've never played it, but I remember. I think I might have bought it when it was really cheap on Steam. Although I don't know it why.
It looks like Indiana Jonesy sort of thing, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's we'll more see. Of a hack and slash as well. So
9 out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah,
Antonio Phillips last week was saying it's really good. It's a good laugh. So,
okay. I'm back. Alrighty. Back to the Future. I never played it. I was flicking through some of the comments on the Xbox Store for Back to the Future, the game, and some people were going, "Is this the best that Telltale can do? This is their latest game, and it's so crap." And I'm going, "Oh my god!"
It wasn't. It was their first game in this type, and I played this back on the PS3 years ago. And it was okay, but it wasn't the best.
It was before they got good. Before they got boring.
It lends itself more to more of the traditional point and click adventure games. Boring.
Oh well, for free.
Yeah,
for free. And Warhammer. I know Filthy loves Warhammer stuff, so
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah,
I've got that on PC. I got it in a Humble Bundle a while ago. It's online co-op game, so as soon as you start playing it, it teams you up with other people. It's quite good, actually. It's not too bad. It's like a horde mode, but instead of whatever horde mode you're in, you've got loads of like rat people coming at you, so it's not too bad.
Right. And
PS Plus has been announced as well now.
Yeah, we've got that now too. What have we got there, Kim?
All right, your PS Plus for December are Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition for the PS4, Kung Fu Panda Showdown of the Legendary Legends for the PS4, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood for the PS Plus bonus, PSVR required. That's you! No, I think that's you. For the PS Plus bonus,
it's
for
me.
PlayLink.
It's you?
Apparently. It's them? No, I don't
know.
X-Blaze Lost Memories for the PS3, Siberia Collection, also for the PS3, Forma 8 for the PS Vita and the PS4, Wanted Core for the PS Vita.
Well, that's a big pile of pants.
I wish I hadn't. I'm really beginning to regret cancelling my PS Plus.
Sorry, is that sarcasm?
No, I told you we don't have sarcasm in
But okay, that's
so,
well, you know.
Just while you're on my topic, then, so I thought the Xbox games of Gold for December was pretty poor as well. So you're saying your PlayStation ones are poor? What about Darksiders 2? I've not played
Darksiders
that.
Darksiders 2. No, yeah, but I've played Darksiders 2, so if you take that one off, there's nothing else there.
And Kung Fu Panda.
Plus, the problem with Darksiders 2 is, and I've talked about it
long.
Enough,
it's too long.
Oh my god, that game beats you over the head with its length.
Yeah.
Which some people might.
Well, do you know what? The lineup is. It's all free. You could argue that the PlayStation stuff is slightly better than the Xbox, but it's all a big bundle of
and it's all free, so I mean, what
and
the
it's
hell?
All free, so you
no,
might
don't
get, you
get
know,
me wrong, the Xbox but, offering is Toilet 2.
I mean, it's all Child free with your paid subscription.
Child of Eden is actually a very good game, the spiritual successor to what is that, Raised, or is it Raised?
Music Revolution.
And it was a Kinect game, and there's now controller support. The soundtrack of it is brilliant, it's really, really good, and so
minutes of fun.
Yeah, there's bits of it. Minutes of fun. Okay, Playdate stuff. We will be online. We'll be playing stuff. Please jump in. Play with, you know, whatever we're doing. Just jump in with us. Please jump in. Just have a chat. Even if you're not playing, we're a friendly bunch. We don't bite that much. Mm. Yeah. Well, Nicole bites. God forbid you frigging post anything in the WhatsApp group that's wrong. Okay, victory achieved in the year of Living Gamerously is coming to a close at the end of the year. I will be doing a 30 minutes to wrap it all up. I will be having a lovely guest on there, Dastardly Jabby, at least. And maybe another one or two of us will be on there having a chat about the year that was YOLG and what may be coming in the future. And that all ties into victory achieved, which is a simple little thing. When you finish your game, to the titles, to the credits, or sorry, the credits coming up at the end. And when that happens, just take a little photograph of yourself with a phone that works, that some bastard didn't sell you that was dodgy. So you take a photograph of your selfie with the credits in the background, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. We repost it and you enter you into a draw to win $20 or 15 quid gift card for whatever platform you want. And at the end of this month, on New Year's Eve, we'll be making a draw and someone will win that. And somebody wins it every year. There's been three people already this year that have won that. So you could be it. People that have finished games this week. Chinny, 1985, finished Firewatch. yeah. Can't disagree. Caliber and M finished Life is Strange. The first one, not the second one. The first one was really, really good. The second one seems to be a bit. Denok TQ finished Siberia. Damn Russians again. Real Richard Webster, he finished Halo 2. He's working his way through that stuff. Natras is one of the first to finish Shadow of War.
Wanker.
Empire. Definitely. Empire 343. He's not a wanker. He's a nice new guy. Please.
Oh.
Hey, we lost Robin. Excellent. Mark Hennix finished Horizon Zero Dawn. Massive wanker.
Wanker.
That's American for wanker.
And Dastardly Jabby. Huge wanker. Finished what is that?
Maldita Castilla EX. What the fuck is that? Is that a DS game or something?
I don't know. Fair play to the guy powering through those games, though.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
How many games does he finish this year? It's well over 50.
Do.
We finished. Podcast over, Robin.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, I'm Kim. I'm Kim. How you doing? Have you done? You need me? Yeah, Skype just decided to shut itself down. So, look, Empire 343, he finished Wolfenstein Old Blood. Mark Annex, you've done that. Yeah. Resin and Dusty Jabby. What is Maldita?
We've just done that too.
Any good? What is it?
We don't know if we didn't know.
Okay, well, those people, they get a big congratulations and they get a fantastic victory achieved signed. It's...
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
It's awful, that. It's just awful.
Oh, Greg loves
it. Okay.
Does he?
So, Baron... Sorry, got to call someone out on the chat right now. Baron von Glower. Baron von Glower. Welcome to the Wanker Cast.
There's a reason behind that, though, because every person you've just read out is... Yeah.
That's Fraser's fault.
Your Skype got disconnected, Fraser's Robbie, fault. Not your brain. Can't you remember?
It did. Yeah, well, do you know what?
Wanker.
We apologize for Fraser now. So, Baron von Glower. Fraser, what is Baron von Glower?
Wanker.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
I wouldn't call you anything I wouldn't call myself.
No. Every morning I stand in front of the mirror and I say, would my customers like to speak to this wanker? Yeah. Robin? Yeah. Robin Tate? No, Robin Bastard. That's my name.
Nice.
Yeah. okay. So let's wrap this up. Get out of here. Let's be part of the conversation and go in the chat. And you, Kim, you can look up the chatters. We broadcast at 11 p.m. roughly in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, and 8 a.m. in Osaka, Japan. Please leave us a review somewhere, anywhere. Join a club, something that we don't do. OC Podcast on Discord is a thing. And Mark, you need to switch on the notifications again because it's went quiet. And discord.ocpod.com, that's where there's a lot of chat goes on as well. Our Facebook is very, very active. And Twitter is a place where we go to all the time. And now time for some sexy music.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Can we somehow edit in right at the end of that? You know what I want to hear at the end of that? What? Of that? Some sort of like twangy boing. Boing. Boing.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Fraser. We're going home now. And we're going back into the home.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No.
I don't.
No.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's say hello to some strange people and go home, because the nurse is looking at me back. I've escaped tonight. Mark, is there anybody you would like to say hello to?
Yeah, I want a big shout out to Rich and Jill on their engagement. So I hope they have many happy years together to come. I want to shout out my good old friend Dorian, who's been through so much recently, and then apparently he's a bit more bad news today. So just keep your chin up, buddy, and if you ever want to chat, just let me know. And I've put GG, and I can't remember what I put GG for.
You're on the horses? You've got a tip? You've got a tip for the GGs?
GGs.
Yeah. No, I can't remember. I've gone blank.
Great gobble.
I wish. no, mine's gone blank. Over to Kim.
Alrighty. I want to shout out to you guys, because it's, you know, fun as always. Shout out to our shatters. We've got Baron Von Glauer, Batch Wanker. Gaming TV, Flying Fool, Foxy Boynet, Martin, McWallace 420, and Womble's been in there. So, you know, thanks for showing up and keeping us jumping. So. Yeah, that's it. Oh, well, if my house would not, you know, the old house would not leak this week and, you know, cost me thousands of dollars, that would be nice, too. So,
come on, old house, pull your socks up. Put your foundations up.
Damn right, yeah. Other than that, on to Fraser.
Actually, I've got a question for you, Kim. See, I woke up in the early hours of the morning, and I have done a few times in the last few weeks to hear scratching above my bedroom up in the attic. There's some scratching. Now, what should I do? Do I A, call my condo corporation and ask them to take care of it? B, buy a shotgun? D.
Well, you know what I do.
I know you would go shotgun route. Well, that's what I have to crash through. I don't think it's a raccoon, though.
We probably do have a squirrel.
Well, it doesn't even sound like a squirrel. I think it's just mice. So.
Well, that too.
There you go.
You don't really. You know, still shotgun may be overkill for mice.
Shotgun for everything.
We're not so liberal with the shotguns up here either. That's the problem. I don't even know where I'd go to get a shotgun. I suppose it's...
Fraser, probably the simplest route is petrol. So just petrol on a match. And woof.
Burn it down.
Liberal petrol, right? All over the place.
Liberally spread the petrol all over the place. Fraser, do you want to say hello to Grace? Is she still there? She broke the iPad.
She's still there. She's 15-second delay, so it's a bit difficult to have a conversation.
15, what can we say in 15 seconds?
Lots of things, I'm sure.
Oh, dear.
She's there, but she's enjoying it. She's very happy to find out that I was podcasting. She's more to be fair, and I'm only being honest here, she's more excited about it than I was, right? So there you go. Right. But it's all been good. It's nice to see you again. No, I know. I jest. Of course I jest.
I do feel guilty because we haven't been able to chat that much of late because you've been PUBGing and I haven't been in the same circles as you. So we must have a chat. We're going to have a staff party before Christmas time.
Staff meeting, virtual staff party. Virtual sausage fest, like EGX, right?
Yeah, maybe that's good. Do press ups to music. That's good.
Did somebody do that?
Yes. Look at some of the YouTube videos that are up there.
I don't know if I want to.
Oh, let me. Yeah, about 20 guys on the floor. Roxanne! And every time they went Roxanne, you had to do a press-up. Yeah, that was a testosterone-filled night. That was the most surreal thing that I've ever been at. And when you see 150 people and 80 or 100 of them on the dance floor and 98% of them are male, dancing like there's no tomorrow. It was a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I was talking to my S4. See, when EGX comes around, I sit there and I sort of like, I'm like, oh, we're, you know, I think I said at the dinner table, I was like, oh, you know, EGX is coming. All the guys are getting together and it's just, you know, be nice if I, you know, I really wish that I could be there and catch up with all these guys who I speak to all the time or whatever like that. Well, I say, well, you know what? You know, if you wanted to just catch a flight, you know, and go, you could go. And then I sort of just think about this sausage fest party. I'm just like, no. I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, no, you're all right.
No, you got, you know, the burritos, games, and beers night is fabulous. And we'll be doing that again next year. Yeah, that would be class if sometime we could get together. That would be really cool.
Nice to see you guys, thanks very much. Big shout out to Greg, Nicole, everyone who's missing, Richard, congratulations, and do a shout out as well to PUBG Massive, because it's all been kicking off. Mike Chin, man, we've had some great times with Mike Chin and Neil, the kings of frustration with the game. They are making me laugh a lot, even though Mike Chin, for some bizarre reason, complains about the game all the time, and yet as soon as he turns up, he gets a chicken dinner almost every time. So I don't know what he's complaining about. And Neil, Kev, and Sean, and Dave, and the other Dave, we've been playing together. It's still great fun playing with you guys, and we've got a chicken dinner today as well, so I'm super happy, super stoked. It's good.
Stoked. I'm sure we'll all know what this is about in a few weeks' time.
Yes.
Yeah, because we've avoided it. Okay, to Greg DeLacy, I hope you have a great time. We've seen the photographs of you dressed as one of Santa's elves. That was quite disturbing, Greg, and I don't know if I'll ever get over that.
The 15-second delay came in. My wife saying, where the hell is my shout-out, right? So sorry, I better shout out to my wife.
I'm not
there,
finished. So. I am not finished yet. We'll get there. I want to shout out to Rich and Jill. Congratulations, Rich. Sign the prenup. Sign it quickly. You know, do you know what? She's a keeper. She's worth doing it for. To Dorian, if Dorian's having trouble again, damn it, Dorian. The good luck will come. It will. Honestly, you've got a heart of gold, and it'll come. Listen to Spandau Ballet. It'll come. Gold! Yeah, and to everybody that's been listening tonight to this madness.
You should definitely sing more of that.
To this madness, definitely. I've had good fun tonight. Sometimes the podcast is just fine. You get through it, and that was okay. And sometimes you have fun. And tonight I was informed to have fun, and I've had fun tonight. So thank you very much for joining in, people in the chat. And everybody that's listening afterwards, please, your feedback. Oh, God almighty. I'm sorry. I'm resurrecting the podcast again because our wonderful friend Rich had put out some fantastic stuff this week and had asked some really cool questions about games that he wished that they could play again and never did. And that was really, really good thread. And maybe we're just going to have to leave it to next week. Maybe we will. I'm sorry, Rich. It's a bit late now, and I haven't prepared.
It's all right. Do that when Rich is on. He deserves
it. So we'll
do
it when Rich is on. Yeah, because it was really, really good. There was a lot of feedback for that. So please interact with us on Twitter, and we'll have a bit of crack. Anyway, we will see you all next week. Thank you very much for sticking with us and listening to us. And have a great and wonderful and safe gaming week. And Grace. You're the best wife any man could ever have, apart from Judith. You're just fantastic. The best Canadian wife anyone could ever have. Thank you for being with us tonight, Grace. You're our number one fan.
Thank you, Robert.
Good night, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.